rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 four-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Trailers for sale rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a...
WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Good morning. We're at 49 degrees. The time is 7 o'clock, and this update is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for a competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump's longest-serving chief of staff, John Kelly, is making the argument that if his previous boss was reelected, he would rule like a dictator. Retired Marine General John Kelly telling the New York Times, Trump told his staff that Hitler did good things, too.
Admires people who are dictators. He has said that. So he certainly falls into the general definition of fascist. Sure.
More battleground visits today for Trump and for Kamala Harris. Secretary of State Antony Blinken telling Israel it needs to pursue an enduring strategic success after its tactical victories against Hamas in Gaza. He's still trying for a ceasefire to end hostilities. An E. coli outbreak in 10 states appears to be linked to McDonald's quarter pounders. Could be the beef, could be the onions they put on them. Big day for Boeing. They've got an earnings call and its union machinists vote on their contract. This is ABC News. The former head of Abercrombie & Fitch facing arraignment on Friday in federal court on charges of sex trafficking and interstate prostitution. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Michael Jeffries allegedly used his wealth and power as CEO to fulfill his sexual desires by luring men to what prosecutors call sex events with the promise of modeling opportunities that did not exist. 15 men have come forward who said they were made to sign non-disclosure agreements, wear costumes, and then forced to perform explicit sex acts for money. But prosecutors say the men were never told the nature of the sexual activity that would be required. The indictment charged Jeffries, who is now 80, his romantic partner Matthew Smith, and a recruiter, James Jacobson, with what prosecutors called abhorrent behavior.
South Korea's spy chief now saying there's new evidence that North Korea has sent another 1,500 troops to Russia. Both North Korea and Russia have denied North Korean soldiers are being used in the war with Ukraine. Denny's now says it'll be closing about 150 underperforming restaurants. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is Lynette at the Prescription Center. I am back to talk to you about the new Medicare Part D plans. It is time to review your plan for next year. There have been many changes. Most plans have a beginning deductible. Many also require mail order. Once again, we will help you select a plan which will save you money and allow you to continue to fill your prescription locally. It also may be beneficial to add senior care to your plan. As always, we will guide you through this process at no cost, even if you are not a regular visitor to our store. Stop by and we will find the best option for you. We also have the ability to have all your prescriptions filled on the same day, although I must admit we enjoy seeing our friends more often. We also provide monthly medication management, and as with everything else we do, there is no cost to you. We are an approved provider for Medicare. You are able to obtain your supplies locally at no cost and not depend on mail order. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
49 degrees, we'll see. We'll play a little Hanko or Hank. I don't know what the difference is. That's coming up here a little bit later on. Birthdays and anniversaries and regular features and a look at midweek weather is next. No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Tim Walz was raised on a farm in Nebraska. Kamala Harris was born to an immigrant family in Oakland. Tim Walz enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17. Kamala Harris worked at McDonald's to get through school. Together, this team will never forget where they came from and the hardworking families and Americans they're working for.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
And I'll tell you, this is personal. The middle class is where I come from. And building that middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. We will create what I call an opportunity economy where everyone has the chance to compete and a chance to succeed. Whether you live in a rural area, small town, or big city.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
A high of 57, partly sunny conditions, breezy and cooler today. Northwest winds at 8 to 18. Mainly clear and frosty tonight, a low of 31. Thursday, morning sun gradually giving way to clouds, a high of 64. Thursday night, rain likely and a low of 45. 60 Friday with scattered morning clouds and then sunny. Saturday, upper 50s and a pleasant fall day. Right now in Richland Center, after the midnight reading of 58, and a low of 48, it is 49 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise on this Wednesday, the 23rd of October. I got to get working on my Halloween costume.
Billy man, come on. 6 o'clock news, say somebody been shot. Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building. Somebody stole a car. Somebody got away. Somebody didn't get too far. Yeah, they did.
pappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall oak tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street. For all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
We'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Big day here on WRCO Radio. It's the day to drop off your entries for the second annual Richland Center Pumpkin Fest. Pumpkins for competition and display can be dropped off at the courthouse lawn display area starting at 3:30 today. Entries will be accepted until 7 o'clock. So you can find out more information at rcchamber.org and also on the Richland Center Pumpkin Fest Facebook page. Looks like some pretty good weather coming up for Pumpkin Fest this year. It's 7:13. Here's Red Akins.
Well, I'm great for brunettes, blondes, and corvettes. Redheads, I stop on a dime. Now, the way I drive, it's a wonder that I ever get anywhere on time. Just my
about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I found is it don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world when my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I found is it don't live in bigger houses. For the rest of your life, greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I found is it don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I found is it don't live in bigger houses.
Dan and Shay sing the truth. Country and Community, WRCO Radio on a middle of the week Wednesday get together. Good morning, it is 49 degrees at 719.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Hi, I'm Joan Ballwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. and I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Doggies, did you hear the news, Clyde? Fall done rolled in like a squirrel chasing acorns down a hill.
Yes, sir. And Chicken Ridge Farms is packed full of old pumpkins, more than you can shake a stick at. But listen up, Sunday's our last day.
Well, I'll be. They got games for the youngins and a corn maze that'll twist you up quicker than Uncle Jeb's fishing line.
Plus all the food and drinks to keep your belly happy. Just setting 6 miles west of Richland Center at 18798 Chicken Ridge Road.
So y'all better hustle out there this Saturday, 10 to 7, Sunday, 10 to 5.
That's Chicken Ridge Farms. Don't miss out on all the fun, y'all.
Y'all come on down. Time's a ticking.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering GammaGuard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and Napa Auto & Truck Parts. The midweek show promises lots of laughs and entertainment, so tune in for some good vibes and a break from the daily grind.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
That's enough of that. That's enough of that. Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done.
I'll let you go.
You know what? I got so excited. My CD's out for sale. And
yeah. Well.
Sales are.
Right?
Sales. And nothing major, Phil.
Uh-huh.
So I get the feeling. Then I asked to at Bev's walk last night, asked if I could come sing. And Mr. Chris Simonson looked up and he goes, "I've heard you sing." No.
Hmm.
Hurtful.
That's hurtful.
Yeah.
Because him being a former music teacher,
yeah.
You know, you'd think that he could
It seems to me that he could find something positive out of my voice.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. And maybe when I don't use my voice, it's positive.
That's positive, too. Yeah.
Hey, happy birthday to Carl Litton.
Yeah.
He is over at Bob's Auto Body. Nice young man. Nice, very nice young man. Bob's Auto Body, Bob Bebo over there, great business. I met this young man yesterday, and he's 24 years old. What a good young man! Really, really, really impressive. So, Bob done himself wonders with that guy. So, but Bob needed all the help he can get.
Do you think that he could get a couple of baseball dings out of my
without question.
Out of my vibe?
Oh, because yeah.
My vibe is a showpiece, you know, and it just it just hurts me.
What kind of showpiece?
Well, it's a miracle. It's still on the road, just like me.
Well, yeah. Said earlier. Anyway, congratulations to Carl. I hope his birthday
is awesome. Yeah, happy birthday.
Moving on, you said earlier in your show that you were looking for a Halloween costume.
Oh, yes.
What are you going to do? Because everybody thinks that you're already in a costume.
Right, most of the time. Yeah.
Did I tell you? You know, I got a haircut last Friday. Did I tell you about this? I got done, and there was an older lady sitting there.
Yeah, goes, you told us that.
Yeah. Like, hey, looks like you got your Halloween costume on. I was like, hey.
Well.
Merry Christmas to you, too. I've seen my first Christmas ad on my phone.
Oh?
Yes. Horrible. It's not.
Not even Halloween. It's not even Thanksgiving.
But you go into Walmart, they have Christmas stuff. Their Halloween stuff's almost done.
Right. Yep. Always looking ahead to the next seasons.
Yeah.
Think about it.
I guess I'm ready for baseball and softball then.
No, basketball and wrestling comes first. So
well, I'm looking ahead to next season.
But I was just thinking about that today because in our business, we're always working ahead a month or two.
You are.
And I was thinking, oh, man, I'm going to have to get some winter sports schedules.
You have to get those schedules going.
What?
Those are not easy.
No, they're not.
When you were down with COVID, I had the pleasure of doing the spring schedule while you were down. That's not easy. You just can't sit down and just say, oh, we're going here, here, and here. Because you actually have to look who's home, who's away, how far you have to travel. It's really, really quite interesting, mm-hmm. the concept that goes behind that scheduling.
Big puzzle, that's for sure.
It really is, and I'm impressed that you can do it. You know, we juggle four teams, and I'm not complaining. It's just you have to have – it's fair share is basically mm-hmm. what it is. Fair share market like the NFL. Right.
Yep, absolutely.
So cancer is the leading cause of death for people aged 25 to 44 in the U.S., Phil. Is that truth or Hanko?
I'd say that's truth.
Well, you know what? That's a bunch of Hanko.
Really?
Cancer accounts for 22% of the deaths. Accidents are the number one cause at 33.6%
for that age group.
Buckle up and put your phone down while driving, Phil.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Well, I usually do.
You know what? You know what's scary? I was at the stoplight the other day by Walsh's, and there was this young man, and the light's green, and he's sitting there on his phone just drive on away. I said, boy, thank goodness I'm turning left.
Right.
They do it all the time. Driving down the road, you see them texting. And...
Right. I know, and it really bugs me. I'll tell you, and I get so mad, I almost spill my bowl of cereal while I'm driving.
I got to put my spoon down to honk at
it. Yeah, exactly. Got to be careful, Hank.
Albert II, Prince of Monaco, competed in five Winter Olympics between 1988 and 2002, winning three gold medals in bobsledding.
I think that's true.
No, it's a bunch of Hanko.
Man, Hank.
The Prince did compete in the Olympics in bobsledding, two-man team for five consecutive Olympics, but placed at best 25th.
Oh.
Yes, so okay. leave the bobsledding to the sledders and the king to him.
Prince Albert.
Yes, Prince Albert.
In a can.
Please let him out.
Yeah, exactly. It's an old joke.
Yeah, it is.
It's all I know.
Dozens of vehicles were damaged and four people killed after a wrecking ball broke from its cable and rambled down the main street of a small town in Pennsylvania.
That's got to be true.
No, it's a bunch of Hanko.
You're fooling me.
Yes, cars were damaged in this wrecking ball mayhem, but no one was killed. And after traveling a quarter of a mile, the 1,500-pound ball came to an abrupt stop, and it was rolled into the hunk of a car. That's what you call a high ball right there.
Is that really? Yes, it is.
Oh, my. James Bond, actor Daniel Craig, will receive free Aston Martin cars straight from the factory for the rest of his life.
I guess that's true.
No, that's a bunch of Hanko, too.
Man, you're fooling me this morning.
You were shaken or stirred by the fact, but this is not true.
Not true.
Mm-hmm. Walter Morrison, the inventor of the Frisbee, instructed his family to combine his cremation ashes with plastic to create Frisbees for his families and friends.
Yep, I've heard that one. That is true.
Are you sure?
It's true.
You saw the back of the
card. No, I did not see the back of that. I've read that before.
I'm out of Factor Hanko.
And then there's the, I don't remember if it's Factor Hanko about the man who invented Pringles potato chips, that he was supposedly, his ashes were supposedly put in a Pringles can. I heard that too.
No wonder I have ash taste
yep,
in my
that's
ass.
What it is.
Plain one.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a big plain. Speaking of chips, when I come to chips, I like plain potato chips. Like the Lay's or the... I like plain. Now
plain kettle chips.
See, I'm not a big kettle guy.
Oh, yeah. Plain kettle. Regular... No, they don't do anything for me. If I'm going to have chips...
Now, number two, really close, is the Doritos tacos.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness.
But they're not the same as the original tacos. They've changed the flavor.
It's a little different.
A little different.
Yeah.
The most overrated is Cool Ranch.
Yeah, I'm not a big Cool Ranch guy.
No.
I'm not.
Uh-uh.
But I do like the tacos. I do like those. So
those are
good. And it's great with tortilla soup.
Ah.
Which I made yesterday.
Uh-huh. What about Munchos?
They're okay.
See, they have flavored ones now.
Oh, they do.
And they have like the sweet ones. It's like a, I don't know what it is. It's like,
but they're cheap.
Caramel.
They're like $2 a bag, aren't they?
Oh, good. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Not bad. If you're gonna
load it full of salt.
Well, absolutely. But see, when you're driving places and you need just that little pick me up, you eat just one at a time. One at a time.
Who can eat just one Muncho at a time?
Me.
Can you really?
Oh yeah, yeah. Just let it dissolve in your mouth and get another one. Keeps you awake, see.
Really?
Oh yeah. I do that with peanut M&Ms, but they roll down the heater vent in the Vibe and then they melt when I turn the heater on.
Well, here's something with that one. Was that a niner in there that I heard?
A niner?
Yeah. Speaking of peanut M&Ms,
uh-huh.
and this goes along with this movie, was that a niner in there?
Tommy Boy.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I was real fast. I know my time's short here today because, when I'm doing volleyball with the lineups, I'll go out there and I go, there's a 15er. There's a niner, and the one little girl the other day goes, did you just call me like Tommy Boy? I looked at her. I said, you're the only one that's got that all year.
Yeah, her parents must have raised her right. Let her see the movie.
Or not raised her.
Or not raised her right.
Buddy, have a great day, everybody. Yep. Be kind.
Have a good one.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Hi, let me tell you a story about a 10-year-old boy growing up in a small town. His parents were divorced, and the boy lived with his mom, who worked hard to provide. Each day, the boy walked home from school, dropped his books off, then headed next door to help his neighbor in the garden. There, the boy listened as his neighbor told tales of honor and bravery in World War II. It was in that garden where the boy's dreams took root. Dreams of serving his country and farming the land. I'm Tony Kurtz, and that boy was me. I went on to serve 20 years in the U.S. Army and establish my own farm. Today, I'm honored to represent my neighbors in the legislature. I want everyone to be able to pursue the American dream, but I know that dreams don't start in a big building with marble columns. They start in our neighborhoods. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in roads, schools, and hospitals while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. On November 5th, I ask for your vote so that we can achieve even more.
On this day in history, in 1941, the Disney film Dumbo was released. 1993, the Toronto Blue Jays won their second consecutive World Series as Joe Carter hit a walk-off three-run home run. And in 2001, Apple released the iPod. An estimated 450 million iPod devices were sold before the line was discontinued in 2022. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from The Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes to Amelia Abarca and also Jax Salazar from Richland Center Primary School. Happy wishes to Dee Totten from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Greetings going as well from Schmidwillen Hills residents and staff to Adeline Miller and Delight Totten, also to Sarah Dahlke. Best wishes from the friends at Schmidwillen Hills. Bloom City Town Crier salutes Ricky Bishop and Aaron Hobson. Happy 24th birthday, Carl Linton from Bob's Auto Body. If you see Carl, wish him the best today. Barry DeLapp, happy birthday wishes from Jamie, Grant, Gabby, Jacob, and Logan. Happy 90 years young to Gary Chitwood from David and Karen. To Gary Chitwood of Muscadet on your big day, all the best from Cousin Charlene. Happy birthday, Art Simpson. Hope you have a good day. And this goes out from your neighbors, Mel and Linda Felton. And to Arthur Simpson from Tommy and Nancy Clary. Happy birthday, Terry Banker from Park Street Christian Church. Mitchell Pulvermacher, happy golden birthday. This is from Mom and Dave. To Bernie Gonzalez from Park Street Christian Church. Happy anniversary number 15 to Jackie and KJ Wolf from Mom and Dad with love. Happy anniversary to Greg and Sarah Olson from Mom, Heidi, Shan, Vinny, Viv, Dave, Caleb, Chloe, Aubrey, Daisy, Julie, Kevin, Mia, Maddie, and Jesus. Have a great day today. Also from all of your friends and neighbors, the best wishes to Greg and Sarah. Happy anniversary, Lee and Kathy Van Landite from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Happy 25th anniversary, Chaz Burnley. Love from Katie Burnley. And to Chaz and Katie Burnley from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Happy anniversary as well to Kyle and Kari Nelson, who celebrate this week from Willow Valley Church. Greetings today for the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. Hope you'll come out and celebrate with Burgers in the Park tonight. Carrie Cheer and Brett Ewing and Mark Cockcroft all have birthdays. Happy anniversary to Mike and Sherry Biba, and also to Linda and David Post. And from the RC Lions, happy birthday to Tricia Pisecki, also to Crystal Robertson Dutton, Katie Myers and Jeff Turner, Jeremy Luxton and Cindy Elliott, along with Douglas Wallerman. Happy anniversary, Jeff and Andrea Perry, to Pete and Emily Walsh, and Terry and Judy Skelly.
Antique, estate, pre-owned jewelry is the hottest trend in today's jewelry. Not only is J.J. Walsh Jewelers and Richland Center strong buyers of used jewelry, we have purchased a huge collection of estate pieces that are for sale every day. But since this has been such a hot category for us, this year we're bringing in a traveling estate jewelry show. Saturday, November 9th, we're hosting the nationally known Singer Estate Collection. They'll have hundreds of amazing pieces, including items owned by Elvis, Elizabeth Taylor, and more. And everything is for sale. Art Deco, Edwardian, Vintage, Art Nouveau, Mid-Century, and other styles for every taste. November 9th, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
At the Richland Cattle Center, every Wednesday at 11:30, they kick things off with baby calves, followed by open heifers. By noon, it's time for the milk cows. Then they move on to springing cows and first calf heifers. Richland Cattle Center auctions feature fresh cows, first calf heifers, milking and bred back cows, bred heifers, springing cows, and even a breeding age bull. Baby heifer and bull calves are always ready too. Visit their website for the latest updates, and remember, you can view all cattle individually before the sale. Plus, they milk all lactating cows before the auction to ensure better udder health. Need transportation? They've got that covered too. Join Richland Cattle Center every Wednesday morning at 11:30 for a smooth and easy cattle buying experience. They receive, care for, and milk cattle 7 days a week. Richland Cattle Center, your ultimate cattle auction destination every Wednesday at Ithaca.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. We're going to give you a tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the Cybertruck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break. But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Joanne has the news coming up from WRCO. Today, here's Charlie Pride.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face anytime and any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to
kiss an angel good morning
and let her know you think about her when you're gone.
Morning,
and love her like the devil when you get back home.
Kiss an angel good morning
and let her know you think about her when you're gone.
Kiss an angel good morning
and love her like the devil when you get back home.
This is Phil Nee wishing you the best. Have a great Wednesday. We'll talk to you next hour with sports and our trivia question of the day.
Are you in the Christmas spirit? Bring your littles to Corton, Maine, as we are having our annual Photos with Santa coming up on November 9th from noon to 2. After photos, children can decorate cookies provided by Corton, Maine. Photos will be taken by Mary Kate Photography. We can't wait to see you on November 9th from noon to 2 at Corton, Maine in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is 49 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, The Philback family of dealerships in Chatsfield, Seed and Such. Partly sunny, breezy, and cooler today, a high of 57. Tonight, mainly clear and frosty with a low of 31. Currently in Richland Center, after a low of 48, it's 49 degrees.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. With Donald Trump's encouragement, Republicans are joining Democrats at the polls to cast their ballots early this year. The surge of GOP voters has helped break records for early voting in certain swing states, such as Georgia and Nevada. Nearly 19 million early votes had been cast as of Tuesday. Campaigns typically try to get their voters to cast ballots early, either in person or by mail, so they can focus on turning out marginal voters on Election Day. But when Trump condemned early voting in 2020, in 2022, many Republicans stopped doing it. It's unclear what the early turnout means for the presidential election because it only factors in a voter's registration, not their actual vote. Minnesota Governor and Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz was joined by former President Barack Obama to campaign for Kamala Harris at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison Tuesday. Walz and Obama both highlighted why former President and Republican nominee Donald Trump isn't fit for the role of president, citing his record on the economy and the overturning of Roe versus Wade. Both also urged Wisconsinites to get out an early vote, with in-person early voting officially kicking off in Wisconsin yesterday. UW-Madison was granted over $150 million by the National Institutes of Health to lead the study, the largest NIH grant in UW history, on Alzheimer's. It's called the Clarity in Alzheimer's Disease and Related Dementias Research. Through imaging study at Clarity, the goal is to track the presence, absence, or change in molecules that are biomarkers in people with dementia or at risk of developing it. UW-Madison was selected to pilot the study's first series of brain scans because of its established network of participants. The five-year study of about 2,000 participants launched in August and involves 37 Alzheimer's research centers across the U.S. The Richland School District held its annual meeting Monday night. The administration shared the proposed budget for the 2024-25 school year. It shows a revenue of $22,718,424 and expenditures at $22,656,107 for a difference of $62,317. The total tax levy allowable for the Richland School District is $10,035,314. The proposed mill rate for the property owners in Richland School District is $8.76 per $1,000 of property. This is a decrease from $9.12. Those in attendance at the annual meeting approved levying a tax in the amount of $7,713,140 upon all taxable property in the Richland School District for the purpose of paying necessary expenses to operate and maintain the school during the 2024-25 school year. Included in the levy is $181,918 for principal and interest payments on district debt service within the revenue limit. The annual meeting also included a year-in-review. Richland Center Primary School Principal Amy Hardy reported that the 2023-24 school year at the primary school was filled with exciting activities and a continued focus on student engagement and community involvement. Throughout the year, scholastic book fairs were held, providing students and families with access to a variety of books and encouraging a love for reading. Lisa Brown serves as the intermediate school principal. The intermediate school had an engaging 2023-24 school year with a focus on student growth, leadership, and community service. One of the significant highlights was the continuation of the School Garden Initiative, where students learned about sustainable practices and participated in the planting and maintenance of the garden. This hands-on experience provided valuable lessons in teamwork, responsibility, and environmental stewardship. Throughout the year, the students also participated in Career Day and Career Dress-Up Day, which encouraged them to explore various career paths and envision their future. The school emphasized community service through initiatives such as the Hornet High Food Drive, which exceeded its goal of collecting 2,000 items, and Red Ribbon Week, where students participated in themed dress-up days promoting healthy choices. Liz Perkins and Ryan Lemke are co-principals at the Richland Center High School. The 2023-24 academic year at the high school was characterized by both academic excellence and student involvement in extracurricular activities. The year began with a strong start, with students participating in scholastic book fairs and a variety of academic contests that emphasized literacy and numeracy. The school continued to promote student leadership through clubs and organizations, such as the Student Council, which led efforts in organizing Homecoming Week, Valentine's Day fundraisers, and other key events. Musical performances were a staple of the year, with choir members performing the national anthem at sporting events and the band showcasing their talents at concerts and competitions. In academics, advanced placement exams were a highlight, with students in AP Capstone classes taking on research projects that tackled real-world issues. The school's academic quiz bowl teams also participated in regional competitions, showcasing the high level of student engagement in academic pursuits. The first year of the partner school was a period of growth and community, where Kim Sifkis is the lead teacher. Throughout the year, students and staff worked together on various community outreach programs, reinforcing the importance of giving back. The school's leadership team was actively involved in service learning, with projects designed to enhance student leadership skills and community engagement. The school looks forward to building upon the successes in the upcoming school year. The University of Wisconsin-Platteville's Pioneer Farm is at the forefront of innovation. The recent integration of a system that measures cow burps and one that monitors individual feed consumption, Pioneer Farm is setting a new standard in precision herd management. These advancements not only enhance cattle well-being, but also generate data that drives sustainability and efficiency in the global dairy industry. This makes UW-Platteville School of Agriculture a leader in the tri-state area. Pioneer Farm is a 430-acre working farm that offers students experiences with dairy, swine, beef, and soil operations. The grain feed machine is a piece of technology designed to monitor and measure the gas emissions from cows, specifically focusing on their burps. This machine is placed in feeding areas where cows can freely approach it. Each cow is fitted with a tag recognizing individual cows and dispensing feed pellets as a lure. While the cows eat and regurgitate their food, the machine captures the gases they emit and analyzes its composition, measuring key gases such as oxygen, carbon dioxide, methane, and hydrogen. By calculating the speed of the gas flow and its composition, researchers can estimate the daily flux of methane emitted by each cow. By analyzing the gas profile, the efficiency of the fermentation process inside the cow and can be analyzed, and shifts in nutritional imbalances can be identified. The university also received RIC2 Discover feed intake machines that play a role in managing dairy cattle nutrition. 24 specialized feed stations, each equipped with a large bin designed to hold a day's worth of feed and an integrated weigh scale, are used. The cow's RFID tag interacts with the feed station to record precise measurements of feed intake. As a cow eats from the station, its weight is recorded before and after the meal, providing data on the amount consumed. This allows monitoring of the well-being and productivity of the herd, allowing for individualized feed management and efficient farm operations. operations with minimal labor. By streamlining the process of tracking and analyzing feed intake, UW-Platteville enhances both the health of the cows and the overall effectiveness of dairy management. Some faculty members and technology, including the feed intake machines, are sponsored by the Dairy Innovation Hub, which the state is supporting with $7.8 million a year. The hub leverages research and development at UW-Platteville, UW-Madison, and UW-River Falls. The deadline is approaching to file to fill the vacancy in Supervisory District 6 of the Richland County Board of Supervisors. Those at least 18 years of age interested in being appointed as a county board supervisor from the vacant district can submit a letter of consideration to the county clerk by 4:30 Friday. The letter should contain your name and address and a brief statement of qualifications to serve on the county board. Submissions may be emailed to derrickkalish@co.richland.wi.us. The vacancy will be filled from the list of applicants at the county board meeting Tuesday, November 9th at 7. There will be more New Glarus beer on the way next year. The brewery is expanding its operations in New Glarus, adding on a new $55 million hospitality wing to its campus. Brewery officials say they want to meet the needs of visitors and increase their brewing and distilling space. More information will be released at a groundbreaking next week. And today is the day to turn in your pumpkins. The second annual Richland Center Pumpkin Fest will be held. Pumpkins for competition and display can be dropped off at the courthouse lawn display area today, starting at 3:30. Entries will be accepted until 7. Pumpkins will be on display through Sunday with many fun events happening throughout the weekend. You can find more information at rcchamber.org/pumpkinfest and also on the Richland Center Pumpkin Fest Facebook page.
Hello friends, Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Wednesday, October 23rd. Lily Martin, 71, of Wausau, died October 7th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet, with burial to follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lily Martin, 71, of Wausau. Dale J. Olson, 50, of Reedsburg, died unexpectedly Friday. Funeral services will be held at noon Saturday at the Advent Christian Church, Laval. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials are preferred in lieu of flowers. The Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg, is assisting the family with arrangements for Dale J. Olson, 50, of Reedsburg.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO-FM 100.9